Welcome to the February Board of Education meeting. At this time, I'd ask everyone to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Ms. Delahanty, let the record reflect that all board members are present and accounted for. Can I have a approval of tonight's agenda? Can I have a motion, please?
Move Mafia.
Second Garlic.
Move Mafia, second Garlic. Any discussion? All in favor?
I Bada Burkett.
Hi, Cantara.
Hi, Capers.
Hi, Early Davis.
Hi, Garlic.
Hi, Mafia.
Motion carries. Can I have approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of January 11th and the special meeting of January 2nd? Can I have a motion, please?
Move Cantara.
Second Mafia.
Move Cantara. Second Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Garlic.
There's one abstention for the special meeting of February 2nd, Bada Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Aye, Capers.
Aye, Early Davis.
Aye, Mafia.
Motion carries. Thank you. Again, welcome to our meeting. Thank you all for joining. And most importantly, I thank you all for continuing to remain safe as we continue our mission to educate our scholars across the district. I'd like to take this opportunity to make sure that I acknowledge all of our school counselors in the district, as this week is National School Counseling Week. From the 7th through the 11th, across the nation, school counselors and all that they're doing are being acknowledged and honored by not only administration, but Board of Educations across the country. So again, on behalf of myself and the entire Board of Education, I'd like to thank you for your continued service to the district and most importantly to guiding our children. At this time, I will turn it over to Dr. Bada Burkett for her remarks.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Welcome to the February 2022 board meeting. This month, we celebrate National African American History Month, a Black History Week founded by historian and scholar Dr. Carter G. Whitson, which commences a month-long celebration of the accomplishments, the achievements, and the contributions of all people of African descent across our nation. So I would also like to congratulate all of the students for their beautiful patches, Black History Month patches, that were honored at the New York Islanders game. So congratulations. I do have highlights from Elmont Memorial High School that I do want to share. Elmont Memorial High School was featured on an Apple pamphlet as an Apple Distinguished School, which demonstrates Apple's vision for learning with technology by using Apple products to connect students to the world, fuel creativity, deepen collaboration, and to make learning personal. A special congratulations to Brittany Bennett, who was chosen as one of 20 students from New York State that Commissioner Betty A. Rosa has nominated as a candidate for recognition in the 2022 U.S. Presidential Scholars Program. So congratulations to Brittany and Elmont Memorial High School. Also, another congratulations to Ms. Nkenji Gilliam and the Model UN team that had an outstanding showing at the virtual Yale conference over the weekend. The delegation secured 5 committee awards, including 2 outstanding delegate awards. Congratulations to Ashley Fulton, Stephanie Price, Andrea Annie Rodney, and Alexandra Williams for their 4x200 winning time of 1 minute 43 seconds and 0.13 hundredths of a second. They ranked number 1 in the whole entire New York State. Also, Elmont Science students competed in the 2022 Long Island Regional High School Science Bowl, which was held virtually by Brookhaven National Laboratory. The students answered multiple choice and short answer questions in categories of biology, physics, mathematics, astronomy, earth, and computer science. Captain Daniel Salas led the team consisting of Brittany Bennett, Vivian Shu, Chigo Zirum, Afebi, and Rahil Ahmed. Also, the next Board of Education meeting will be held on February 15th at 8 p.m. And the winter recess schools will be closed from February 21st through February 25th. I would like to also note that the Salonica Central High School District is offering an online SAT review course. There will be 9 2-hour classes taking place on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7:30 through 9:30, starting March 15th and ending on April 12th. So registration can be completed on the district website. Recommended text and an official SAT study guide will be provided to all students in all 5 high schools. The cost is $325. That concludes my report. Thank you, everyone. Be safe and enjoy your upcoming winter recess.
Thank you, Dr. Vada-Burkett. Highlights from Ms. Allen at Salonica High School for this period. The Salonica High School Social Justice Club will be hosting a series on Black History Month, talking sessions, lunch events, and decorating the school building in celebration of the rich contributions of all people of color. In February, this club is led by the social studies chairperson, Mr. Nick Simone, and meets every Thursday afternoon. This coming Friday, February 11th, Salonica will host its first PS I Love You Day, and this day is designed to highlight the importance of mental health and decrease bullying. The day will entail lunchtime activities, special talking sessions, and other activities for students. The Pride of Salonica Mentoring Program, under the auspices of My Brother's Keeper, will be hosting a literacy event with our elementary schools, and Ms. Allen reports to please stay tuned for more details on this event. Salonica High has 3 PTSA Reflections Nassau Region finalists, Luke Vicencio for music composition, Charnell Miller for film production, and Brianna Mitchell for film production as well. February 18th is Spirit Day at Salonica. The first floor hallways will be beautifully decorated in this year's theme, Television Networks. The Salonica High School School Musical, All Shook Up, will take place on March 4th at 7:30 and March 5th at 7 p.m. And the final night will be March 6th at 2 p.m. So continue to check the Salonica High School website for more details and price. The Salonica High School District Robotics Club, led by Jack Chen, has won the NASA Tech Challenge. Salonica District students will be working with NASA to send their creation in a space mission later this spring. This report is respectfully submitted by Ms. Allen, and she wishes everyone a happy and healthy break as well. Next, is there any correspondence?
Yes, we received an email from a Ms. Murtaugh, a resident. Where does the board stand on the issue of mask mandates? And are they for parental choice? Are you for parental choice and the optional choice?
Thank you, Ms. Dalhanty. So the board has, throughout COVID, you know, discussed matters of mask and the mandate. And our position is that we are governed by the New York State Education Department. And thus, because that's where our policies and procedures and laws come from, and our funding in conjunction with the New York legislator and assembly and Senate, we will be following the protocols put in place by the governor, Department of Health, until such time those protocols change. We will require masks to be worn in schools. Again, this is not a board decision. This is the fact that all of us as elected officials have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution of New York State and the U.S. Constitution. For all of those folks that are watching the news regarding the sting, you know, once that works its way through the legal process, and should anything come out of that, we will then follow any actions that come out of it that come from state ed in terms of the wearing of masks or not wearing of masks, or any families that want to continue to have their children wear masks after the mandate is lifted. So that is the position of the board. I would just continue to, you know, ask everyone to just be positive regarding the masks. We all have to wear them, whether we're flying or whether we're entering a building that requires it, the same way we have to show proof of vaccination if we want to enter a establishment that requires showing ID and proof of vaccination. So I would urge everyone to just continue to be patient, remain calm, talk to your kids, and try and allay some of the anxiety over the COVID crisis. If we all continue to work together, we will eventually beat this. But until such time, we need to remain cognizant and not only think about the welfare of ourselves and our children, but the welfare of everyone that our children come in contact, as well as who we come in contact with. And I appreciate all of the emails and all of the phone calls that we receive at the district. We are doing our level best to make sure that we have no fatalities or huge outbreaks in the buildings. Thank you. At this time, we'll have the report of the school attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. I have two matters for board action that I'll bring before the board at this time. The first is the omnibus motion that we bring every February, because it establishes the methodology by which, and the process for the election, and the elections for the purpose of adopting the budget resolution and the election of board members. The vote will take place on May 17, 2022. At the seven polling places that we use, the six schools and Elmont Road. And the vote will take place between the hours of 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Now, let me just say that the board, this is a motion, and then the president asks for discussion. A board member can say, I would like to change the hours. We shouldn't have early voting. We can start at 8 a.m. Those are decisions for the board. All of these are decisions for the board. Prior boards have established this procedure, and this board, and if a board member suggests that in discussion, it would be put to a vote, and discussed and then put to a vote, just that element. Four propositions will be voted on: the Elmont District budget, the Sewanika Central High School District budget, the Sewanika Central High School Capital Reserve, and the Elmont Public Library budget. Three Elmont District Board of Education seats will be voted upon. One seat for a three-year term. That seat is now occupied by Dr. Battle Burkett, whose term expires at June 30, 2022. One seat for another, also a term of 3 years, for the seat occupied by Dr. Michael Cantera. And one seat for a term of 3 years for the seat now occupied by Michael Jaime. In each case, their terms expire at June 30, 2022. For, and two members for the Library Board of Trustees. One for a term of 5 years for a seat now occupied by Elise Beckier. Her term expires at June 30, 2022, and one term of 5 years for the seat now occupied by Monique Hardale. And her time also expires at June 30, 2022. Now, a resident who wishes to be a candidate for the board, for either board, can obtain a petition in the district clerk's office. A candidate will need 20 signatures of qualified Elmont district voters. That's 2% of the prior year's vote. And petitions must be received by the district clerk by 5 p.m. on Monday, April 18th, 2022. Every candidate must have a biography, a photo, and a campaign expense statement submitted to the district clerk by April 19, 2022, and ballot positions will be selected on April 19, 2022 at 10 a.m. at the district office. Now, we often get questions about, well, why is he at the A line and I'm at the B line, et cetera. That's by statute. And when you look at general election, there's the A line and the B line. Well, the A line goes to whatever party holds the highest office. So we have a Democratic governor. All the A's are Democrats. All the B's are Republican because they're the largest party next in line, and so on. And you go for the Workers' Party, et cetera, down. But that's how that's decided. Schools are exempt from that. That does not apply. We go by the statute that applies to schools, and we have people choose from a hat, a piece of paper with A or B on it, and that's how that's selected. The incumbent is not automatically on the A line. It will be if they select the right. And we work that as best we can in the fairest possible way. The business section 3 indicates that the business to be acted upon at the election shall be stated in the notice that the district clerk is authorized and directed to cause to be published. We have certain rules about publication, the number of days prior to and the election, how many times we publish. That's all by statute. And we have in the past used the New Hyde Park Courier, Three Village Times, published in Mineola and circulated within the district. They have to be newspapers circulated within the district. Schneps Media, that's a Spanish publication, and Franklin Square Elmont Herald, published in Garden City. And we also asked the board to approve Newsday. We only use Newsday when we are in a situation where we have to publish without a substantial amount of notice, because Newsday, we can call them on a Wednesday and get it in the paper on Thursday. With those other publications, that's not available to us. They're weekly publications, and we have to get and sometimes things happen that result in a need to publish right away. In this motion, the board authorizes the district clerk to appoint qualified election workers and chairpersons at each polling district and to arrange for voting machines. Voting will be held, as I said, between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Separately, I would ask if the board is satisfied with the new Hyde Park Courier, Schneps Media, and the Franklin Square Elmont Herald. Are there any objections to that? And if there are no objections, I'll bring the omnibus motion as one motion. And Newsday. Hearing no objections, I ask for a resolution.
Can I have a motion? Can I have a motion, please?
Move, Mafia.
Second, Battle Burkett.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Garland.
Aye, Cantara.
Aye, Capers.
Aye, Early Davis.
Aye, Mafia.
Motion carries.
Thank you. One more item, and it is for a motion pursuant to Education Law Section 13, and the resolution is resolved that the superintendent is authorized to direct a member of the Elmont staff to present for a medical evaluation at a provider and at a time and place chosen by the district pursuant to Education Law Section 913. The board is familiar with the matter as we discussed it in executive session, and that part of the discussion would not be appropriate for a public session. But I ask for the motion.
For the motion, please.
Move, Battle Burkett.
Thank you.
Second, Mafia.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Garlic.
Aye, Cantara.
Aye, Capers.
Aye, Mafia.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jaime. That concludes my report.
Thank you. At this time, we will have the report of our school superintendent.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. Good evening, everybody. As always, thank you to our first responders, to our active military and our veterans for all you do to keep us safe, not only during the pandemic, but always. We thank you for your service. I seek a motion to approve leaves of absences, professional leaves of absences, appointments, changes in status, and resignations noted on pages 1 through 6.
To have a motion to approve pages 1 through 6.
Move, Mafia.
Second, Garlic.
Move, Mafia. Second, Garlic. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Capers, aye.
Aye, Early Davis.
Aye, Garlic.
Aye, Mafia.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve civil service leaves of absences, appointments, changes in status, termination, and resignations noted on pages 7 through 9.
Can I have a motion to approve pages 7 through 9?
Aye, Cantara.
Mafia.
Move, Cantara. Second, Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Capers, aye.
Aye, Garland.
Aye, Early Davis.
Aye, Mafia.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the Committee on Special Education and the Committee on Preschool Special Education on page 10.
Can I have a motion to receive page 10?
Moved.
Second, Early Davis.
Move, Capers. Second, Early Davis. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Garland.
Aye, Cantara.
Aye, Capers.
Aye, Early Davis.
Aye, Mafia.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve items 3 through 9 on pages 11 through 15.
I have a motion to approve pages 11 through 15, items 3 through 9.
Moved, Mafia.
Second, Bottle Burkett.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Bottle Burkett.
Aye, Garlic.
Aye, Cantara.
Aye, Capers.
Aye, Early Davis.
Aye, Mafia.
Motion carries.
Items 1 through 3 on page 16, noted for the minutes.
Page 16 is so noted for the minutes.
Seek a motion to approve the schedule of disbursements and warrants on page 17.
Should I have a motion to approve the schedules of disbursements and warrants on page 17?
Mafia.
Papers.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Bottle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Aye, Capers.
Aye, Early Davis.
Aye, Garlic.
Aye, Mafia.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the treasurer's report on page 18.
I have a motion to receive the treasurer's report on page 18.
I Bottle Burkett.
Moved Early Davis. Second Early Davis.
Any discussion? All in favor?
I Bottle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Aye, Capers.
Aye, Early Davis.
Aye, Garlic.
Aye, Mafia.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve item A, other approvals and authorizations on page 19.
I have a motion to approve page 19.
Moved, Mafia.
Second, Capers.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Bottle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Capers, aye.
Aye, Early Davis.
Aye, Garlic.
Mafia, aye.
Motion carries.
Items A through I are noted for the minutes on page 20, as well as on page 21, the vandalism tallies for January 2022.
Pages 20 and 21 are so noted for the minutes.
Mr. Jaime, that concludes my report. I just want to echo the sentiments of Dr. Bottle Burkett. Congratulations to our wonderful children that won the art contest for the patches for the kickoff of Black History Month. They were honored at the UBS Arena. And I want to compliment all of the art teachers who did a wonderful job with our students and who continue to take that philosophy of educating the whole child. That's what L-Month is all about. That's what we believe. And so congratulations to everyone for the first of, I hope, many, many contests that we will be a part of. And enjoy your February break and health and happiness to everyone. Thank you, Mr. Jaime.
Thank you. And I'd just like to take this opportunity just to apologize. I know that we were a half an hour late for our public session. We were discussing some very important items. Exclusive to executive session and warranted some extra time. Additionally, I'd like to, on behalf of myself and the entire board, take this time to congratulate Mr. Rosner and his family, most importantly his daughter, on being accepted into nursing school today. Tremendous achievement. And, you know, it just continues the, as Mr. Roger says, continues the long line of Rosners that help people. So we all congratulate her and congratulate you on being the best parent that you could possibly be. At this time, is there any old business? Any new business?
Not at this time.
Legislative items?
None.
items for future consideration?
None at this time.
So our next regular board meeting will be March 1st at 8 p.m. Whether it is in person or virtual is yet to be determined because the governor has not either renewed or let the exemption expire yet. And so please check the website for the meeting details as to where it will be. At this time, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us this evening and again wish everyone a healthy and safe and restful, relaxing break. And we look forward to seeing you on the 28th when school reopens. And at this time, I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
Moved, Mafia.
Second,
Papers. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Papers, aye.
Aye, Early Davis.
Aye, Garlic.
Aye, Mafia.
Motion carries. Thank you, everyone. Have a great evening.